All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. So has anyone given James Comey a sitcom deal yet? He's probably the most watched FBI director since the show Catching Up with J. Edgar Hoover.
That's not a show? It should have been.
A huge must-watch event went down on Capitol Hill today as senators grilled/lobbed questions to James Comey about his meetings with President Trump. Comey reiterated that he felt that Trump was ordering him to let the Michael Flynn investigation go and that there was, quote, patronage involved in the president asking if he wanted to keep his job and loyalty, whatever. What does any of this mean? Well, some interpret it as a clear-cut case of the president trying to obstruct justice. I'm not really sure what justice means here anyway. And some say, well, that's just Trump. He's a bully who doesn't know any better. But the more important thing is that Hillary emails. Yes. Which I digress. If the Republican leadership, and this is what Congressman Ryan was talking about, tries to sell us on Donald Trump's naivete when it comes to investigations and politics in the White House. And on the other hand, they say that Clinton was cunning and she knew what she was doing with emails. Totally bogus, right? Regardless of what party line you toe, you think Trump has never dealt with an investigation into his business dealings before? If you paint him as ignorant to the way the world works, why don't you afford the same cover to a grandma who doesn't know how to work a BlackBerry? Right? Republican senators just enough to bring up Clinton emails so that at least some choices for the scrawl operator at CNN. It's like, should I just call me? Do I go with Loretta Lynch? Do I say breaking? Of course I say breaking. Has to be breaking, but I don't know what to choose. Now, what color is the font? Is it black? Is it white? I don't know. I know one thing for sure. I think America's ready for a new day without James Comey. I hope this is the last we see of him. I feel like whenever Comey shows up on my television screen, our country dies a little, right? But Senator John McCain, more, please. Babbling. I love it. I smell a spinoff. Let's get some hearings where John McCain's up on the podium. All right, moving on. What else? So hard to move on. Comey wants to draw me back in. Notes and cars, scribble. Unclassified on purpose. No, we need to move on. While this was going on in the Senate, the House quietly passed a bill that would roll back many of the regulations put on the financial industry after they tanked the economy back in 2008. The financial industry responded by ordering mortgages for everybody and bet against themselves defaulting. And then had a huge Roman-themed party where they drank liquid gold out of foreclosed chalices. So now what? Do we sit tight and wait for The Big Short 2? I mean, who doesn't love a sequel? And to be fair, the financial industry hated these regulations. They said they were bad for business, which again, sounds like something said by people who don't like to follow the rules. Great for skateboarders, not so great for bankers. Right? Springfield got back to work today, or not. They had hearings in the House so that people who were affected by the budget impasse could tell lawmakers just that. So not really working towards a budget, just complaining about the lack of one. Okay. The worst part, the people who drove to Springfield to testify, you're not getting reimbursed for your mileage. Just if they told you there was lunch involved, there shouldn't have been lunch. The trip piece about property tax appeals is what we should be talking about. Great series. It takes on how more affluent Chicagoans are appealing their property taxes and paying less while poorer communities pay straight up on the dollar. And the ugly part is that Speaker Madigan does tax appeals as his side job. So how do we fix the appeal system? Well, Speaker Madigan would have to change it in the House. Really? I mean, I rarely went to my ethics class in college because it was so early morning, but I definitely skimmed enough of the textbook to know that there's a conflict there, right? Is it just me? It can't just be me. In weather, well, the hits keep on coming. A little overcast today. That's it. The dream's over. I'm moving to Mexico. I knew it. I knew the summer was ending. Although, hey, you heard Rob's weather report. Hottest weekend in 11 months coming up. Or not. It's the weather. Probably 50. Didn't we talk about this, Pete? Today was supposed to rain. It never did. In sports, oh boy, Cubs shortstop Addison Russell and being investigated on domestic abuse accusations. To be clear, it's not criminal, but based on some social media posts from friends of his wife. Russell put out a statement saying the allegations are false. He's not in tonight's lineup. More to come on that story for sure. I'd say this would be the kind of thing that would mess with the lovable Cub image, but two words, Aroldis Chapman. The Cubs have a big game tonight that will go a long way to testing how good this year's squad is. It's a showdown with the Colorado Rockies. who alongside the Arizona Diamondbacks are the biggest surprises so far this season in baseball. The Rockies are stacked with talent. Although, you know what? Beyond Cargo, I'm having a hard time naming another guy. Who's playing for the Rockies these days? Larry Walker? Larry Walker still playing first? Walt Weiss? Dante Bichette? Is he out and right? What about a Jeff Parrott? Is Jeff Parrott still coming out of the bullpen? God, please tell me that this game is and don't ever tell me this game's getting old, because there's still about 25 teams out there. We're doing this all year long. Also, something to watch, Kyle Hendricks heads to DL with right hand tendonitis. Ouch. What does that mean? That's the last thing you want, right? Your pitcher's hitting the shelf. Cubs hoping for a minimum stay. Sox are in Tampa tonight. Who cares? Oh, my Lord. Did you see the last 2 minutes of the NBA Finals last night? Well, I blinked, literally, and the Warriors rattled off 11 points to beat the Cavs. Whew. I don't know, man. I have a hard time with this LeBron-MJ comparison because it was a different era. I get it. But there was never a time where the Bulls lost like the Cavs did last night. Not too many last-minute playoff collapses on MJ's resume. So it's settled. Also, it's the feel-good story of the year that Kevin Durant worked so hard for 4 months to be in this moment. Come on. Afterwards after the game, they're talking about this is his time, his moment. Really? Since you signed with the Golden State Warriors 6 months ago? Give me a break. Tonight, the Predators and the Penguins, and I'm not talking about a National Geographic channel. Nope, although there are frozen catfish involved, always. Talking Stanley Cup Final Game 5, big one. And the Bears, well, they practiced again today with Sanchez down, Mark Sanchez. Why not see if we can get Colin Kaepernick to come to town? Oh, that's right, because everyone in the league is blacklisting him for taking a knee during the national anthem. Got it. I just didn't know that was coordinated. Got it. Pretty ridiculous that Connor Shaw has a job and Colin Kaepernick does not. All right. That's what I say to that. All right, that's the carryout for June 8th, 2017. Our paper bags are coming pre-greased. So just want to do that so your order looks really cool on the street, right? All right, coming up, we'll talk a little bit about desegregation. Also, Cory Doctorow will be my guest at the big table tonight. We'll talk about his new novel, Walk Away. That's all coming up tonight on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.